Libya's eastern neighbor is Egypt. A popular revolt in Egypt toppled President Hosni Mubarak 10 days ago. The country has calmed down since the uprising, and Egyptians are trying to send a message to the rest of the world that their country is now safe to visit. In normal times, it's easy to attract tourists to Egypt to see the pyramids of Giza, the Sphinx, and other antiquities. These are not normal times. And as Ben Gilbert reports from Cairo, Egyptians are having to go the extra mile to persuade visitors to come.
On January 28th, the worst fears of Egyptologists seemed about to come true. Protesters battled security forces near the famous Egyptian Museum, home to tens of thousands of precious artifacts. Shots rang out and Molotov cocktails flew. As Egypt's police force evaporated, the museum became a target for looters. On a tour of the museum, director Tariq Al-Awadi says thieves rappelled into the museum from the roof.
The first one who came in the museum completely broke this showcase. The frame was completely broken, the glass everywhere, and he was wounded, and this is his blood.
It's not clear how many objects are still missing, at least 10, and another 20 were damaged. The most valuable, a 3,000-year-old statue of King Tut's father, is being restored after having been found outside the museum by a protester. Despite the damage and missing artifacts, Egypt's archaeological sites opened Sunday for the first time since late January. Cairo's Egyptian Museum was one of them.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Egypt.
Past a line of tanks and soldiers holding assault rifles, young Egyptian scouts lined up at the museum's iron-gated entrance to give visitors fake flowers and little Egyptian flags. Two Dutch citizens, Sebastian Fondham and Elaine Strauss, lingered outside the museum, sporting safari hats and sunglasses.
Are you guys usually into adventure tourism? Or?
No, not at all. We're not your heroes at all.
I was a little bit afraid when I came here, but it's over. It's gone, and I'm happy. The people are happy, and there's peace on the street. So we are happy.
It's like the falling of the wall in Berlin or the spring in Prague. It's about the same. It's the same feeling about it.
The couple arrived Friday and plan to stay for 10 days. One bonus of being here now is they don't have to wait in long lines. Their tour guide, Riham Sapri, says she supported the anti-Mubarak protesters on the square. Now, after 2 weeks with no salary, she's grateful to be back at work.
18 days at my home and staying without work, it was very worse, but I'm happy it happened. So, yeah, we are happy. We're all happy.
1 million tourists fled Egypt during the unrest. Now, Egypt's eccentric Minister of Antiquities is trying to get them back.
100,000 years of history belong to one man.
Zahi Hawass has been the face of Egypt's antiquities for decades.
Meet the daddy of all mummies.
I did archaeology all my life. I made major important discoveries.
Only he holds the key.
Hawass wears an Indiana Jones-style hat and is the star of this History Channel show, Chasing Mummies. In the West, he may be seen as holding the key to ancient civilizations, but many here see him as a symbol of the past three decades of corruption and autocratic rule. Twice in the last week, protesters, including recent university graduates, have gathered outside Hawass's office to demand more work and his resignation. His response? Get a job.
They can go and they clean dishes and do other things, but I don't need more archaeologists because I do have a lot of them.
The king himself, here present as a falcon, as a god of protection.
Back at the museum, some Egyptian archaeologists have found work as guides to the few tourists who have returned to Egypt, but nostalgia isn't limited to the ancient past here. In the office of museum director Tariq Al-Awadi, there's still a photo of Mubarak up on the wall. He says history will judge the former president.
There is no 100% perfect. Of course, each one has his good things, you know, and bad things. So history will put him in the right place.
For now, Al-Awadi is more concerned about getting ancient history back in its right place by finding the missing artifacts from his museum. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Cairo.
You can view photos of Egyptians trying to show the world their country is safe. You can also check out a video of Egyptologist Zahi Hawass, whom you just heard in Ben Gilbert's piece, It's All at the World.org.